The information provided on The Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Forever Young Radio Show, featuring America's natural doctor, Mark Stangler, and executive producer, Kelly Capasola. Each week, Dr. Stangler and his special guests have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone. So glad you could join us here, right here on Forever Young. If by chance you've just came across our show on the dial for the first time, our mission here has been the same for well over two decades. And that's always to inform and educate every listener on healthier lifestyle options and good quality science-based information.
If you'd like to learn more about the show, please feel free to visit our website at americasnaturaldoctor.com. That's americasnaturaldoctor.com. Here you can listen to our past shows, read our fantastic articles, and make sure to visit our weekly highlight page under the radio tab so you can get a play-by-play of what we'll be discussing today. And don't forget to like us on Facebook at Dr. Mark Stangler.
Yeah, it's great. We have so many people following us. You're sharing content every single day on there, Dr. Mark. And make sure when you go to that americasnaturaldoctor.com, you sign up for the new newsletter. It's completely free of charge and a great way for us to provide information with you. I'm being joined with Dr. Mark Stangler, America's Natural Doctor. But in the next segment, Dr. Angela Stangler is going to join me so we can talk about magnesium, all the different forms, the importance of why you want to incorporate some magnesium in your life each and every day, and really clearing up some of the misconceptions. So make sure you stick with us for this fantastic show. Dr. Mark, every time we say hello in the first segment, we tend to share a piece of research or a new article that you've penned on your website, americasnaturaldoctor.com. And one of your newest ones is coined, Become a Sage with This Plant Extract. Let's talk about it, Dr. Mark.
Yeah, well, sage is very interesting. It's a plant that's been around, you know, or studied for many, many decades. And there's recent research showing it's very effective in boosting brain power in terms of memory and focus. And really, they put it to the test. They've even tested it on people with Alzheimer's disease, with mild to moderate cases. And these people were between ages 65 and 80 years of age. And they're randomized to either take a placebo or a sage extract. And at the end of the study, all the patients were evaluated, and they found that those who received the sage extract experienced significant benefits in cognition. And there was no issues with side effects. So, I mean, that's pretty powerful. Again, it's not saying it's a cure for Alzheimer's disease or anything like that. But for people who have just general memory issues, it also can be very effective. They have studied it in people with who did not have any pre-existing medical conditions. And for about 30 days, they took sage extract or placebo. And they found that when they retested people with cognitive tests, it definitely had a beneficial effect on working memory and accuracy of cognitive performance activity. Even in 2 hours after taking the sage extract, people could have improvements in their concentration abilities. So very, very interesting, Kelly.
That's one of the things people are really wanting. They're wanting to put a plan in place to support not having some of these issues. But the memory and focus is such a big deal because so many people are kind of dealing with focusing and having that issue where they can't grab that thought that they're thinking and having cognitive issues. We did a whole show last week just about the importance of brain health and cognition. If you'd like to learn more, you can go back to our podcast at America's Natural Doctor and take a listen to that. Dr. Mark, what is something else? Is there anything else you'd like to leave with this article?
Well, they have done some research on sage, and they have found that it improves the production of something called brain-derived neurotrophic factor. And basically, this factor is important for the health and survival of the brain cells, the neurons. And so, it has this protective effect against damage to brain cells, which is very unique.
I would never have thought that sage would be something that would help with, you know, cognition, memory, and focus. I was really surprised by this, Dr. Mark, and I've been in this game a long time, well over two decades. So, just another great example how you're finding all these different great nutrients based on science to be able to share with our audience.
Yeah, there's a lot of powerful nutrients out there that people aren't aware of, doctors aren't aware of, and we got to stay on top of the research because these things can really you know, help people enhance their life, enhance their health.
Absolutely. And that's why we show up each and every week and we put these episodes out and we do the radio show, is to make people understand that there are other alternatives that they can reach for and look for. And again, go off the research, go off science. There's a lot of great things like PubMed and different resources that you could go to. Look, if you find something on the internet and it has a weird website name, potentially it's just maybe phishing you to try to get to you to buy a product or to read an article on a celebrity. So please make sure you're going to a reputable source. We consider ourselves a reputable source in the health space. Dr. Mark's been in private practice for 26 years, founder of the Spengler Center for Integrative Medicine. So when we talk facts on here, Dr. Mark, we're pretty serious about it.
We take people's health very, very serious, and we want to always give out accurate information. But, you know, information, usually they can't find other places. So we want to be ahead of the curve.
So highly encourage our audience to sign up for the health breakthroughs. You'll go to americasnaturaldoctor.com. A nice pop-up clicks up. We don't sell your information or anything like that. It's just a great way to stay connected each and every week. And also, if you want to learn more and you're more of a video person, go and look Mark Spengler, NMD, on YouTube, America's Natural Doctor. And there's enough videos to keep you busy with great information ranging from, you know, bone health to brain health, to understanding different ways to navigate through a cancer diagnosis. There's so many things that can be shared with you. So go and check that out or learn more at americasnaturaldoctor.com. We'll be right back after the break.
Our bodies depend on a potent powerhouse of beneficial bacteria that support and improve every aspect of our health. Dr. O'Hara's formula encourages probiotics to function at their peak performance. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Transformative postbiotic compounds created during Dr. O'Hara's probiotics' exclusive 3-year fermentation process are present in every capsule. These restorative postbiotics nurture diverse gut bacteria, leading to better digestion, improved immunity, and exceptional health. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online. Go to www.essentialformulas.com for a retailer near you. That's essentialformulas.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.
Welcome back, listeners. As promised, we have a great show planned for you, talking to Dr. Angela Spengler, one of our favorite visitors on the program, again, in private practice at the Spengler Center of Integrative Medicine there in Encinitas, California, and a good friend of the program. Welcome, Dr. Ange. Great to have you with us again.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
Yeah, it's always fun when we get together. You know, we pick your brain on here. What are you hearing from patients? What are they concerned about? And also, what are you polishing up on when you're doing all your research outside of visiting patients? And one of those topics, and we're hearing a lot about it, especially in the last year or two, is magnesium. So if you wouldn't mind, Dr. Ange, let's set the stage a little bit. Really, what does magnesium do? What does it do in the body? And what do we rely on it for each and every day?
Well, you know, first, I have to, you know, say my piece about this. I'm never a fan of just focusing on one supplement, mineral, vitamin. It's just that so many people do have questions about magnesium, but we have to remember that we are looking at an entire person. And so it is very important that, you know, we look at something like magnesium and go, okay, Why is this an important mineral? Why are people interested in it? Why may people be deficient in it? And then we go from there. So first of all, we know it is helpful for energy. I use it a lot in patients that have issues with their blood pressure, as well as things like sleep, blood sugar regulation. It is very important for forming proteins. We already talked about energy. Our entire system is made up of our chromosomes, DNA, RNA, repair. It's very important. And, of course, as we talked about with anxiety, I always look at nervous system regulation. And so it's really important to me that when I talk to a patient, they may have digestive issues, but they also have really high anxiety. I look at, okay, are they absorbing, number one, what are they absorbing? And number two, what is their magnesium level?
Yeah, it's so fascinating because we've heard in recent years people asking questions all the time about different types of magnesium. Hey, this one may help me sleep. This one may help me, have a bowel movement like we talked previously. But it's fascinating to know, that the majority, right, of magnesium is found in your body in the bones. And mm-hmm. I often hear a lot, Dr. Ange, and I've seen research come out or headlines come out, it's magnesium that helps with bone health, not calcium. What have you heard about that, Dr. Ange?
Well, it is extremely important, not just for magnesium. Like as we said, the bone is made up of many minerals. So, yeah, if you're taking magnesium, we also need to make sure you're taking enough calcium or eating enough calcium. So you're right. About 60% of the magnesium in our body is in the bone. The rest is in the muscles and the soft tissue, obviously the blood. So when we treat someone that has, bone loss, close to osteoporosis, or they do have osteoporosis, or there's someone that has, bone pain. We've got lots of kids that come in that are going through these growth spurts. We want to make sure that the combination we're giving them includes calcium in addition to magnesium.
Yeah, that's great. And, one of the reasons we really like to pick your brain here on the show, Dr. Ange, is you run a lot of blood work on your patients at the Spengler Center for Integrative Medicine. And you're always looking at levels, whether it be vitamin D or hormonal levels. And I'm sure you often test patients for magnesium to see where they're at. How are they coming up? Are you seeing a lot of them are deficient? Do they have healthy levels? What do you see there?
Well, that's a really good question, Kelly, because, yes, I do run red blood cell magnesium, not on every patient, but when I talk to someone and their diet is not as optimal as they would like or I would like, or they do have digestive complaints like diarrhea or malabsorption or even constipation, which is a big one because people do use magnesium to help have bowel movements, I do run red blood cell magnesium. And quite often it is on the lower range. I mean, I have a patient in a couple hours that I decided to run her red blood cell magnesium and it was a little bit low. So more often than not, I'm pretty right on target when I decide to run it on someone because you really do know from a history, if you're paying attention, that some of their nutrients may be low. But I never just run, magnesium RBC levels by itself because it's really important also to check their vitamin D levels because a lot of people are low in both magnesium and vitamin D. And people are going to ask, what's the best way to test magnesium? I mean, you'll read studies, urine, serum, red blood cell. What we're finding the most recent information is the red blood cell magnesium is the most accurate.
It's so interesting, Dr. Ange, because you look at vitamin D, you look at magnesium. These are very inexpensive ways that you can supplement with. It's not like you have to jump through hoops or swallow a gigantic pill, especially with the vitamin D. I wonder why people get so deficient in these things that play such an important role in our overall health when it comes to the functionality of our body.
Well, and that's a really great question. When you step back, because I do a lot of food testing on people, and it's not the food, it's the your digestive system that's having some response. So we need to go back to healing that gut because you can take all the supplements you want in the world and they're not going to do you any good if you're not absorbing them. And we've seen that a lot. I mean, Dr. Mark can tell you loads of stories as well of people saying, oh, I've been taking this for years and, my levels are still low. Well, chances are it's because, number one, the form they're taking is not good or they're not absorbing, a combination of both. And you kind of hit the nail on the head there where you said it is quite easy to get these supplements, but that's also part of the problem. I was with some friends this weekend, and one of the women had a really bad migraine, and she was going to take some magnesium, and I looked at the bottle, and a lot of it was fillers, and it was a tablet. And I told her it's probably not going to do anything for you. But, you know, that's all she had. And like you said, it is easily acceptable. They're pretty inexpensive when you go to the general grocery store. So it's important for people to make sure the supplements they're getting are quality.
Yeah, definitely. And, yeah, I have read a lot of research on the help of magnesium for migraines. And thank you for pointing that out, Dr. Ange, because we all know everything is not what they say it is sometimes out there on the market. So you want to make sure you get a research. A good reputable source is always the way to go. Let's talk about the different types of magnesium, Dr. Ange, because I think that people can often be confused by that as well. Well, I saw that there's two or three different versions. Which one should I get? Can you shed some light on that?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So first of all, yeah, if you're just at the grocery store, some people, you know, go and get that milk of magnesia stuff for constipation, and that's the hydroxide. And it does have the, you know, the laxative effect as well. People also use magnesium citrate. In our office, we use mostly, you know, because of absorption and things like that, we like to use a magnesium oxide glycinate, the buffered chelates, things that are going to be better absorbed. If someone is really deficient just in magnesium by itself, I do like to do, we have a biglycinate, which is, you know, basically a very absorbable form of magnesium, which is really helpful. And if we're looking at anxiety and things, we like to use a form of magnesium that we want to make sure crosses that blood-brain barrier. And so we have, you know, a magnesium with L-threonate in it, magnesium lysinate, you know, things that are chelated. So make sure that those magnesiums are absorbed. I need my magnesium this morning, obviously.
I need it too. So I'm listening. I think you're doing great, Dr. Ange. But that is one of the things, is you see all these different formulations. I love that you reference, you know, chelated. I know a lot of the times when we're looking for a quality one, we'll even see the Albion chelated minerals,
yeah,
which is the gold standard in everything you're looking for. And when we're talking about a magnesium supplement, just so people can get a better understanding of kind of what a quality one would cost, I would say under $20, and for vitamin D, under $15, depending on where you get it. You know, make sure you do your homework and read up on some of these great articles out there, even research about what's going on with magnesium. You know, Dr. Ange, one of the things that I also wanted to ask you about just briefly, because I know you know so much, but you mentioned in the opening blood pressure. Often magnesium will be used for blood pressure. Why would that be?
Well, really want to just help with the nervous system. It's really important when someone has hypertension, quite often they're on multiple blood pressure medications. And so they also may be deficient in things, CoQ10 and other minerals that are important for the heart. We want to make sure that those people are getting the magnesium that's important to relax those blood vessels. And so that's why we always make sure that they're on a magnesium supplement.
Right, exactly. And that's great. Thank you for the clarification on that. And when we come back, I did read some research on it, Dr. Ange, and I know if anybody knows about it, you will. But people dealing with type 2 diabetes or even insulin resistance are getting some benefit with using magnesium, which that's exciting because I went back and I'm like, okay, is this new research? How long has this been, you know, been looked at? And I feel good when something's been researched since the 90s or the 80s. And, you know, it's not just the new run of the mill. This weird berry found on a side of a mountain, you know, last year automatically fix all your ailments. You know, it's just
right.
Not true in today's world. You know what I mean? So going to research, going to science, and all that great stuff. And before we go today, we're going to cover even some foods people can incorporate that are rich in magnesium. So I hope our listeners will stay with us. If you'd like to learn more about the program, it's simple. You're Angela by going to americasnaturaldoctor.com. Again, that's americasnaturaldoctor.com. You can click underneath the radio tab and learn how you can connect with Dr. Angela Spangler. We'll be right back after the break.
At the Spangler Center for Integrative Medicine, our mission is to serve our patients to the best of our ability each and every day. This is why, for your convenience and peace of mind, we are now virtually coming to you from the comfort of your own home in the form of telephone consultations. America's natural doctor, Mark Spangler, and the highly trained holistic doctor he works with will help you to take control and be proactive in managing your health, and will also help you to uncover those root causes of your symptoms with state-of-the-art lab testing, so you can get the clearest possible picture of your current health and then some recommended natural and integrated targeted treatment and preventative modalities so you can achieve your long-term health goals. Scheduling an appointment is easy. Simply call us at 855-DOC-MARK to arrange a telephone consultation. Mention the code FOREVERYOUNG to get a special listener's discount. To learn more, please visit markstangler.com. That's markstangler.com. Or call today 1-855-DOC-MARK. That's 1-855-DOC-MARK.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, having a wonderful conversation with our good friend, Dr. Angela Stangler, clearing up some misconceptions and educating us on magnesium. We've also heard of it out there as magnificent magnesium for all the great things that people have known to be using it for and the implications and the research on it. Before we went to the break, Dr. Ange, I kind of was trying to pick your brain a little bit about all the information I saw out there when preparing for the show about people supplementing or eating higher foods in magnesium who are dealing with metabolic syndrome or all things, you know, insulin resistant, those four or five different categories that really seem to be affecting people, whether it be with weight gain, you know, the brain fog thing we talked about, and just not feeling their best.
It's true. And, you know, it's interesting. We were talking a little bit about hypertension. You know, studies are showing that improving diet quality when you use magnesium supplements may prevent the hypertension and those with inadequate dietary intakes. And I know that's kind of what I'm hammering in here is that, yes, testing is really important, but we really have to look at someone's diet because that's really going to be the tell-all and their digestion. Are they absorbing and what are they eating? And that's, for me, that's more important than any blood test. But yeah, going back to metabolic syndrome, people that have metabolic disorders, that can include something like, fat issues, you know, maybe higher fats in their blood, hypertension, insulin resistance, obesity. Those people are at a greater risk of developing that type 2 diabetes that you talked about, and also a higher risk of developing cardiovascular disease and some types of cancer as well. So yeah, there's been quite a few studies, and there was a big one in 2015 from the U.S. National Health and Nutrition Survey that showed a 32% lower risk of metabolic syndrome in those that had the higher magnesium intake. And that was interesting. The amounts were greater than or equal to 355 milligrams a day versus less than 197 milligrams a day. So again, that's phenomenal information, but let's go back to, you know, you might be eating really well, but are you absorbing it? And I know I keep hammering that, but it is really important. I hate when people come in with all these supplements thinking they're doing a really good thing for their bodies, but they're not, because they're not absorbing what they're eating.
Yeah, and that is so frustrating. I've had that happen to me a time or two where in my earlier years, maybe I got candida and it was just running rampant or was dealing with fungi. And again, that was the first time I kind of learned a little bit about it. It is very real out there, depending on what you're dealing with. So thank you for bringing that up, Dr. Ange. Now, I've seen people take magnesium almost as a way to relax. What do you see as far as magnesium and the use of anxiety and stress, and really same form that people should look for, as you mentioned earlier?
Well, that's a really good question. And before I ever use magnesium for anxiety, I do like to run a test on that, because there can be a lot of reasons for people not being able to relax. Not just magnesium deficiency. You know, you look at hormones, you look at what's going on during their day. And I really like to figure out lifestyle changes before giving any supplement at all. But to your point, yes, I do prescribe a certain form of magnesium for people to help with their, you know, that will cross that blood-brain barrier. And, you know, I mentioned it before, the magnesium, I can never pronounce it right, Albion. That's the way that is probably the best pronounced, right?
The magnesium malate.
Yeah, there you go. So yeah, we like to use that one for sure. And that is in our NeuroMag formula, as well as the magnesium L-threonate and the glycinate chelate. So yeah, it's important that you're taking the form of magnesium that is properly absorbed.
And then how much do you generally recommend? I know it's hard. We're not dosing. What do you like to see people getting in as just a maintenance dosage when it comes to magnesium?
That's a really good question, and one that I really don't like to answer because everyone is so unique. No, that's
right.
Okay. So we know the RDA is, you know, around 300 to 400 for adults, depending on age, gender, pregnancy state. You know, it's kind of it's that range. But if you do require supplementation, what I do, and I can, you know, talk about this right now, a patient I have in a couple hours that does have a little lower magnesium on red blood cell. You know, I like to start at about 200 milligrams in divided doses and just see how they feel. And I kind of go from there. The upper tolerable intake, you know, if you want to look at, you know, the standard is 350 milligrams a day. That's that upper tolerance intake. But again, that doesn't mean you can't take more than that. It really depends on what's going on. And if someone's using, you know, the magnesium for constipation, it's a really good idea to follow what's on there on the directions, because you don't want to get too much diarrhea and then have an opposite that you're, you know, not taking enough. That just makes things worse, and then you're losing a lot of minerals. So you don't want to be taking more than you need to if in that situation. So yeah, that's what I like to do. And also, like in our bone formula as well, you know, it has about 500 milligrams of magnesium as magnesium oxide and the chelate one. And we do twice as much calcium. And so, you know, that's a 2-to-1 ratio. So I always look at what I'm giving it for. I don't just say, here, just take magnesium.
Yeah, and I really like that about you, Dr. Ange. Like, you really dial in what's going on with the person, you know, what they need to look at. Because how horrible would it be when you're trying to take magnesium to relax and don't realize that if you overdo it, you're going to be in the restroom, that's not really relaxing. You know, it's kind of the opposite.
Well, and they're
effect,
taking,
so.
Right, they're taking the wrong type. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It'd be a cascade effect. So let's talk foods. I was really surprised to see some of foods out there that are really rich in magnesium. I think you and I both shouted at the heavens when we saw dark chocolate cacao on the list, right?
Yeah, that's one of our favorites.
Yeah,
sure.
And then the other ones I wasn't so happy to see was mackerel. I don't think that I'm eating much mackerel. I don't know about you, Dr. Ange.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind. I love all types of fish, but yeah, one of my favorite seeds is pumpkin seeds, and that's high on the list. People are using more protein powders with different seeds in them, and you know, we see rice and pea and all that kind of stuff, but there is pumpkin seeds powder that people are using, so they can add that, you know, to their shake. And obviously, we want to go through our leafy greens. So when people ask about what type of leafy greens I ever suggest, it's always spinach, something that's dark and green. Iceberg lettuce isn't going to give you much except for a crunch. So, you know, you want to look at that spinach. That's probably my favorite vegetable.
Yeah, it's so versatile. You can do so much with it. You know, the kids will eat it half the time, whether you make it in a salad or you put it in a quick saute. And there's little shortcuts and ways you can hide it very easily for the little ones too. But, you know, Swiss chard, almonds, you got tons of people eating almonds out there, even salmon. You guys eat a lot of salmon at the Stengler household, Dr. Ann.
You know, yeah, we do eat a lot of salmon. You know, my hesitation with a lot of the nuts is that people do tend to eat too much of nuts. And so I always tell people, nuts is great. Almonds, fabulous for you. But, you know, put it in a little baggie and bring it with you. Don't put the whole bag in your purse, because you will eat the entire thing by the end of the day. So, again, this is all about moderation. Don't go eating, you know, 5 cups of almonds because it has a high amount of magnesium. You know, a quarter cup is just fine. And then, you know, we really want to make our diet varied. So that is one thing I do get concerned of, because I see a lot of people do things like this. They look at what's high in a certain mineral and they just eat it all day long. And I'm like, no, you can't be doing that, because there's other parts of the food that, you know, may be causing digestive upset or excess calories. So let's share your stomach with another food as well, is what I always like to say.
That's a great point.
You can't take things away from people that they really enjoy, because that's part of why we eat. Even though we're only supposed to eat to live, a lot of us, or 99% of us, live to eat. So we do want to make it enjoyable, with the understanding that if you're eating the roasted salted nuts, you're going to get too much sodium and you're not going to get the benefits as if it was an organic raw nut. in that respect, I like to ease in things. So, no, I never take away their roasted nuts because I like them too.
And that's why your patients love you, Dr. Ange. Appreciate the time you gave with us today talking magnesium, everything everybody needs to know about it. For our friends listening all across the United States, if you'd like to learn more about Dr. Angela Stangler, please hit the radio tab at americasnaturaldoctor.com. Dr. Ange, thanks for popping in. I hope you have a great rest of the day with your patients and appreciate the time you gave us on magnesium.
Thank you so much, Kelly.
All right. Talk again soon. You know, one of the products that we really like to use on this show is the Emerald Labs magnesium formulation. It's been chelated with those Albion liquid minerals that we talk about, those gold standards when we're talking about that type of a formulation. You can go to their website. That's emeraldlabs.com. Again, emeraldlabs.com. And they offer 10% off every single day at that website. But if you use the code FOREVER, you'll get an additional 15% off. So you can go to emeraldlabs.com, get 15% off the magnesium. We also have this on the radio section and our podcast section of americasnaturaldoctor.com. So feel free to go and check that out. We're going to join you with another segment, and Dr. Mark Stangler is going to join us to wrap up this magnesium conversation.
Each day in the news and from the scientific community, we are hearing more about magnesium, which is great considering all of the important roles that magnesium plays in the human body, including muscle function, bone development, vision health, and more. Many of us are unaware that magnesium deficiency is one of the leading nutrient deficiencies in adults. So it's a good idea to consider taking magnesium supplements regularly. Emerald Labs 400 milligram magnesium contains therapeutic doses of 100% pure Albion magnesium as glycinate chelate, considered to be the gold standard in quality minerals. For maximum bioavailability, Emerald Labs 400 milligram magnesium is additive-free, gluten-free, vegan, and also doctor-formulated.
The Emerald Labs line of products can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide, or you can learn more at emeraldlabs.com. That's emeraldlabs.com. Emerald, the additive-free company.
At the Stangler Center for Integrative Medicine, they offer advanced healthcare screening and medical management programs to better serve you, the patient. Their mission is to optimize your health span and your lifespan. They go way beyond the dominant medical model, which is actually a sick care model. In this outdated approach, your symptoms are treated, but the root causes of your health issues are often ignored. At the Stangler Center for Integrative Medicine, America's natural doctor, Mark Stangler, will help you to take control and be proactive in managing your health. And will also help you to uncover those root causes of your symptoms with state-of-the-art lab testing so you can get the clearest possible picture of your current health and then some recommended targeted treatment and preventative modalities so you can achieve your long-term health goals. For a full list of treatments offered, please visit markstangler.com. That's markstangler.com or call today 760-274-2377. That's 760-274-2377.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, we had a wonderful conversation with Dr. Angela Stangler at the Stangler Center for Integrative Medicine. She joined us to do some of the heavy lifting when we talked about magnesium. We talked about foods rich in magnesium, different forms of magnesium, recommended daily intakes, and, you know, covered a lot of great things. We now have Dr. Mark Stangler, America's Natural Doctor, sharing some more information with us. Dr. Mark, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely.
Great to talk. I know, Dr. Mark, one of the things that we didn't talk about is magnesium and muscle health, or even the role of magnesium in exercise performance. What can you share about that?
Yeah, well, magnesium is very important directly to the muscles and indirectly, because remember, our muscles are controlled by the nerve impulses, and magnesium definitely plays a role in the nerve impulses, but then it plays an important role in muscle contraction. So if people are low in magnesium, first of all, they tend to get tired more quickly. They have more muscle soreness. They don't recover as well. So adequate magnesium is very, very important. And if you're involved in a sport or you're working out and you're sweating a lot and you're losing magnesium, well, this is why you could be also prone to things like muscle cramps, muscle spasms. Your magnesium level is just too low.
Wow, that's interesting. And then you have people who deal with certain things like fibromyalgia. Would they be somebody who generally you would put them on a magnesium supplementation regimen?
Definitely. Magnesium is one of the first supplements we definitely use with fibromyalgia. Very, very important for reducing muscle soreness, stiffness, joint stiffness as well. So yes, virtually every patient with fibromyalgia should be on a magnesium supplement.
Yeah, it's so interesting. We, you know, Dr. Ange and I were talking about how easy it is to incorporate supplement into your daily routine, but we also know how easy vitamin D is to incorporate, and a lot of people seem to be deficient. But when doing the research for the show today, I was really surprised how many different jobs or connections that magnesium plays within the body, especially when we were talking about anxiety and depression. What do you know about that, Dr. Mark?
Absolutely. Magnesium is just a great overall relaxer for the brain and the nervous system. So we use magnesium a lot, usually in higher doses for people that are prone to anxiety. It's also very good for depression as well. A lot of people who have anxiety have depression. A lot of people have depression and anxiety. We have to remember that magnesium is also one of the many minerals involved in making or synthesizing the neurotransmitters, the brain chemicals. And so if you're low in magnesium, you cannot have proper brain chemistry.
Wow. And I mean, a lot of people are dealing with different things, Dr. Mark. So being able to incorporate that makes me lead to why people would generally want to use magnesium if they're trying to sleep. That's another a thing that people kind of reach for magnesium for. Have you seen that a lot at your office?
Yeah, over the years, I've seen a lot of people report when they take magnesium before bedtime, 30 to 60 minutes before bedtime, anywhere from about 200 to 250 milligrams. A lot of people, definitely it helps them to fall asleep. That'd be the number one thing. Some people helps them to stay asleep, but most likely it has, again, that relaxing effect on the nervous system and the brain. And yeah, I've had many patients over the years report that magnesium works really well to help with their insomnia.
Yeah, it's interesting how far magnesium has come over the years. Before, it was just ground up rock and kind of good luck, you know. Now people are looking at what's the quality form. Do you have it binded to, you know, a really good quality chelated mineral source, like an Albion source, which, again, is the gold standard. So I find it fascinating. But another thing when I was doing some research, Dr. Mark, that I was surprised, two things actually, was migraines. People will often reach for magnesium who have migraines on a regular basis.
Yes, very important for migraine prevention. It's not so much that helpful for the acute treatment of migraines, unless you're getting it intravenously, but prevention is really good. It's one of the few minerals, one of the few nutrients shown to help reduce the frequency of migraine headaches. And so, yes, anyone who suffers from migraines, we're typically going to recommend 250 to 500 milligrams a day to help reduce the likelihood of developing migraines.
Gosh, that's so helpful, because even when you're, you know, you start getting that aura, you know, you got to, you know, do some daily maintenance to try to maybe get away from that. But migraines certainly are not fun. We have tons of articles. In fact, Dr. Mark, you recently wrote a new paper on migraines that can be found at americasnaturaldoctor.com, coined Why Migraines Aren't Always in Your Head. So listeners, if you are somebody who deals with migraines or have a loved one that does, please go over and read that article. It's very helpful. Dr. Mark, magnesium in the heart, what are we looking at?
Well, magnesium's involved in the cardiovascular health, you know, to a large degree. I believe Dr. Angela talked a little bit about blood pressure, and magnesium, it does help to relax the artery walls. It helps to calm the nervous system down. So in the long run, it can be very effective for reducing high blood pressure. Remember, it's even one of the treatments in emergency rooms. If someone has really high blood pressure, you could give them intravenous magnesium. Now, magnesium is also very important for people with heart arrhythmias because it's involved as one of the key minerals, along with potassium, calcium, and sodium, in the electrical activity of the heart. Very critical for normal heart activity. So if you're prone to arrhythmias, for example, heart palpitations, it's something you should talk with your doctor about using supplemental magnesium. It's been astounding, actually, the number of cases I've seen where if you supplement magnesium, a lot of these heart palpitations, these heart arrhythmias, they improve greatly or go away. So very important for that. And then congestive heart failure. We also use magnesium for congestive heart failure, where the heart is failing as a pump. And this makes sense because, again, the heart is muscle, and your muscles need magnesium to create energy with inside the muscle cells. And so congestive heart failure, people should be talking with the doctor about supplementing magnesium.
Right. And then another thing, Dr. Mark, I know you talk a lot about DNA, epigenetics, epigenomics. What is, do you know any thing about maybe gene maintenance or anything that magnesium would maybe be beneficial for someone to maybe take if they wanted to make sure that we're supporting proper repair of DNA and RNA?
Yeah, along with glutathione, magnesium is important for healthy DNA functioning and protection. And with about 70% of the population low in magnesium, that's a problem. And so, again, it can affect optimal DNA function and protection of your DNA.
Salmon has some magnesium, almonds, black beans, pumpkin seeds. Again, Dr. Ange and I really honed in on that dark chocolate cacao. I mean, that has some pretty decent magnesium in it. And I can't help but wonder, when we kept seeing all those articles 3 or 4 years ago when they were encouraging people to have a little bit of chocolate or cacao before bed, maybe because of that magnesium connection.
Yeah, that's one of the interesting things. It's one theory as to why some people crave chocolate, because they like their sweets. The magnesium content may be one reason.
Now, what about, I know Dr. Ange and I talked about magnesium for bone health and bone structure, but you often hear these different things on, should you take a calcium with magnesium? Should you take a combo? Or are we refined in today's age where that magnesium can get us a lot of benefit?
It depends what's going on with the person. Person's generally healthy. Their diet's quite good. They're getting adequate magnesium. You could take it as part of a calcium supplement, where commonly calcium supplements or bone formulas have calcium magnesium combined. But if you're having any of these specific conditions we just talked about, quite often you'll get a higher blood level, you'll get better absorption, you'll get more therapeutic effects if you take the magnesium separately. So there are many cases where you would want to try and take the magnesium separately. It really varies depending on the person. For example, some people, calcium helps them to sleep. Some people, magnesium does. For some people, take them both together. So there's a little bit of experimentation you have to do depending on, how you respond to the supplementation.
Is there anything that maybe we could be aware of or look for that maybe the body's not getting enough adequate magnesium each and every day?
Yeah, I mean, the typical things would be muscle cramps, twitches, spasms, that for sure. You're feeling more anxious and there's no good reason for it, that can definitely be a reason. And fatigue. We have to remember magnesium is a critical mineral involved in energy production in our cells. So unexplained fatigue definitely could be related to magnesium. And then I'd say the last one, like we talked about, you just can't relax. Your brain is too active at night with sleep problems.
Do you find that your patients are coming in and having adequate levels of magnesium?
No, we test magnesium very often with blood tests, sometimes urinary tests. And we find a pretty high percent of people, similar to the statistics that are out there, about 70% of people are suboptimal. We don't find like overt deficiencies per se, but we find them on the low level of the normal range. They're definitely suboptimal. So that we see very commonly.
Yeah, it's so interesting. I'm so glad you run blood work there, because it gives us such a good opportunity to kind of see what's going on with the masses, where's the deficiencies. And again, at the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine, you guys help people get back on track. So appreciate that, Dr. Mark. And again, we encourage people to visit our website. That's americasnaturaldoctor.com. Sign up for the Health Breakthroughs, the newsletter with Dr. Mark. There's so much great content on there, and it's free. We give you a YouTube video, maybe a podcast in case you want to check that out, a wonderful article, and some really good discounts just for being a follower of our program. Dr. Mark, always a pleasure having you join me on the show and sharing with all of our listeners this great information. Really appreciate you today.
Oh, thank you.
All right, listeners, have a happy and healthy week, and we'll catch you next time right here on Forever Young.